Welcome to the Citizen Experience Podcast, where we speak with government and business leaders who are bringing positive change and social outcomes for communities across the country. I am your host, Keith Scott. Welcome to the conversation.
Hello, viewers, listeners of the Citizen Experience Podcast. I have a very special guest with me today, Amanda Sear. She's in charge of state and local accounts for a company called Achieve It. We've been working together for years on implementing strategic plans for local and state governments. And I'm very excited to have Amanda on today. And we're going to talk about some of the work we've done together in the future and then some of the things that Achieve It does to help, you know, not just state and local, which is the impact that we've had together, but in general. So, Amanda, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Amanda, you know, we've worked together for some time, and the biggest challenge, well, really two biggest challenges that we've faced together is one, a lot of our clients, which is state and local governments, they have strategic plans, but they're written in Excel, right? That's one. Mm. And the other is some clients just don't know how to go about developing a strategic plan. In your experience over the years and some of the work that we've done together, what's your take on this? What's going on with the local municipalities here?
Yeah, so if you don't mind, I'll just start by giving a state of the union, how Achieve It got started, and the challenges that I see day to day. So Achieve It, we actually got started just over a decade ago. And what we would do is very similar to your work today, Keith, where we would come on site to manufacturing companies, healthcare, state and local, did not matter. And we would build out their strategic plans. Now, when we came back a year later, all of them had a common theme. Either the plan sat on the shelf and wasn't executed against,
right,
or they were using really manual, disparate tools such as Excel, SharePoint, and PowerPoint that are not built for strategic execution. So what I tend to see in a lot of municipalities, counties, health departments, state entities, mm-hmm, is that they're attempting to use Excel to not only track one plan, but to track multiple plans. And as you know, when you're looking at Excel and tracking multiple spreadsheets, it's so hard to visualize alignment. You can't see impact across all plans. A lot of departments end up being siloed. And what you end up having is a tool that shows maybe the update of one plan, mm-hmm, but not the update of one to many plans. So that's really what I'm seeing in municipalities today. And I'm sure throughout the podcast, we'll talk about a lot of really good best practices that I'm seeing come out and how you can actually track those.
Yeah, that's been one of the things that we've worked at. I'm looking at an article here from Harvard Business Review, and they said 77% of successful strategic plans are monitored on a day-to-day basis. So in I've been doing this for 29, 30 years. I may see some gray hair on the film there. But ultimately, what I've seen is, you know, we go through this huge effort to develop a strategic plan, and then it sits there on the coffee table, just like a photograph book, right? It just, there's nothing happens afterwards. How does Achieve It really take that from being, you know, shelfware to something that's actionable that clients actually use to monitor their strategic plan?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I will say that I think that process really does dictate success. So if, mm-hmm, you have an easy to use formal process where everyone knows you're going to be reviewing the plan, they're going to work really hard on that plan.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times, even in where I work at Achieve It today, where we'll have a meeting just to have a meeting, or we'll build this document and this process, and then we never review it again.
Right.
So am I going to take the time and effort out of my day to work really hard at that process when I know that no one of power or importance is going to be reviewing that document? Absolutely not. And so what I've seen in a lot of municipalities and governments as well is that when they don't have a formalized process to review the plan, review projects, or review initiatives, it does not become a priority to the organization. Mm-hmm. Same with those that are updating, whether it be your doers, your contributors, your project managers in the organization. If they don't think anyone is checking up on their work, or they don't have a direct line of sight to understand how they are impacting the municipality, they're not going to work very hard at it, right? It's going, right, to seem like busy work. So what Achieve It does is actually provide a process to increase accountability, visibility, and uniformity in the organization. So we start by getting your plan loaded into the system, We assign due dates, we assign targets, we enable your contributors to understand, you know, why Achieve It is important and how it's going to help the process. And instead of having to log on to SharePoint, find the Excel form that you need to download and update, Achieve It will actually prompt you with an email reminder to provide your update. You quickly select the status, add the update comment, and then you're good to go for the rest of your day. So not only does it help the city, the county, the state organization compile all the information into an automated report, it actually saves the doer a lot of time, right, and they maybe spend 15 to 20 minutes a quarter a month updating.
So that's really the difference between, you know, putting KPIs in a spreadsheet and just, you know, ad hocly updating it when, you know, things come awry versus having a system in place that notifies you when it's time to update a KPI or it's time to report on a KPI. Have you seen in the work that you've done reluctance to move off of Excel or Access into Achieve It? And if so, what's been the trigger point of saying, okay, now I see the value? Because quite often change is the most, you know, scary thing for individuals. Just like, oh, here's another software package that I got to use already. I already have Excel. It's working. You know, what's the value that you see that resonates once you explain really what Achieve It does?
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. Change is very scary. I hate change in my personal life. So imagine how scary it is professionally, right?
Correct.
You've been using the same process for years and years. It works for you, so you think, because you don't know that there's a better process out there.
Right.
And you would be surprised how many municipalities out there do not know that a software like ours exists and that there is a better way. Mm-hmm. So they're just used to sticking with the status quo. So what we like to do and what I personally recommend is the crawl, walk, run, sprint approach. Mm-hmm. So let's start with a set of users that are already assigned items in your strategic plan. They're pretty good at updating. We call them the top 10% of the power users within the organization. Mm-hmm. Now, the bottom 10% are never going to change no matter what you want them to do. You could say, hey, this is going to change your life. They're still not going to change. They right. are just immune to change and will not do it. So we like to target that middle 80% that can be swayed one way or another. And what we do is try to enhance their process, understand what isn't working today. Mm-hmm. And I also like to ask about what the ideal state is. So this is how you're tracking today. We'll work towards this new process over the next year. What does your ideal state look like in a year to 2 years? And a lot of times they'll say, I want an easier process. I want automated reporting, and I want an easy way to make real-time decisions on the strategic plan without having to really go home and think about strategy. So that's how we really like to approach change. And I think that the light bulb moment really is the ease of use. So ease of use could be as simple as providing an update via an automated email. Ease of use could be that you have a council meeting on a Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Council member one asks you, where are we on this? And you're able to easily pull that up and show exactly where you are on this. So there's several light bulb moments throughout the process, but typically it comes from a crawl, walk, run, sprint approach.
So the thing that it's interesting in our engagements centers around the difference between Achieve It and Power BI, right? So we have, you know, a lot of our engagements where we are working with clients, they're like, we already have Power BI, we already have dashboards. But Power BI, a great tool, isn't specific for strategic plan management, right? Can you tell us what the difference is between the two and how does that help like a city manager or department leader really know the difference and utilize that?
Yeah, that's a great question and something that I get asked a lot on a lot of mm-hmm. calls. So we're not something that would be a replacement for Power BI. Power BI is a very powerful data analytics tool. It certainly serves its purpose. But what I always like to ask those that I work with is, okay, Power BI is great. You can see historical trends and analysis. You can get the data you need. But where is the narrative surrounding the data? So if you see that potholes covered has increased by 10%, mm-hmm. that's great. But how are you able to increase that by 10% and what's the narrative? So you're really missing the human aspect of Power BI and getting the narrative to tell a story. I think that strategy is a story. It tells a story over time. It has a great narrative. And when you're just looking at data and numbers, it only tells maybe 25% of the story. And there's a whole nother side of the 75% that you're missing. So certainly not there to replace Power BI, but enhance it. So let's take your data. provide meaningful change and put some narrative around it.
And there's ways to integrate too, right? You can integrate mm-hmm. Power BI with Achieve It. I know when we work with clients, that's a big thing. They don't want to change. They don't want another IT tool. They don't want to leave something that they're familiar with. But the challenge that I have, because what we do is we build a strategic plan. We facilitate the meetings. We identify the KPIs. We put together the SMART goals. We actually write the documented strategic plan, and then we hand it over to you to put it on a digital platform and manage the implementation. So the reluctance that we have to take them off of Power BI, we're not really taking them off of Power BI, right? We're complementing Power BI with a strategic plan management tool. So once they're able to see that, then they're like, okay, the light bulb goes off. And now you can start, you know, if you're a city manager or department leader, you can start having these programs just drive them to completion. And generally, the most important piece of that is getting your strategic planning group together that's going to help develop it, that really knows the business so much that they're able to bring that out into a plan that can go into a platform like Achieve It. What is the biggest obstacle that you've seen once Achieve It's in place to the implementation of the strategic plan? Has there been challenges there?
You know, I would love to say that, you know, there aren't challenges. There always will be, but we've designed services to really avoid what we would call an implementation lull,
right,
where everyone is just so excited about the strategic plan. And then, you know, there's a drop off after we do our kickoff and training day after 3 months. So we do our best to try and avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
What really helps us to avoid certain challenges is by having our city managers, our leaders, be accountable. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by being accountable is that if you set a cadence of this is when we're going to review Achieve It as a municipality, whether it's monthly or quarterly, once you get that cadence going, people are going to understand that, wow, this is not just another platform. They're actually going to be using this to put in real-time decision-making, to report to the council, to report to the public. So I probably need to go ahead and get my initiatives and goals updated, provide some narrative, really let them know where we are. So I think the best way that you can avoid those key challenges is to be a leader, be a champion of the tool, use it, review it frequently, and then everyone will kind of build that cadence of accountability from that.
What I've seen work too is using Achieve It, once you're down the road implementing your strategic plan, leveraging some of the dashboard to help derive a business case for further investment or divestment into, you know, programs that are actually making impact or, you know, not really what it seemed to be initially during the strategic planning process, and they need to kind of course correct. But that's real-time data back to the team and oversight that's just continuous, so that you don't have to, after 5 years completed and your plan is done and you're ready to go for the next 5 years, you actually have something tangible to report on and say, hey, we've actually impacted that. So Achieve It not only helps you implement the strategic plan process, but it also informs the next round of strategic planning for the next 3 to 5 years. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, Keith. And you would be surprised how many organizations I speak to, and mm-hmm. they say, hey, we achieved record sales tax revenues, or
right.
We had a great performance year. And I said, that's great. What did you do to get there? And they cannot answer because they were not tracking their plan throughout the year.
Right.
And I mean, think about it. If we were tracking sales numbers or retention, but weren't tracking the activities that helped us to achieve those goals,
mm-hmm.
we would never be able to repeat last year's strategic success. So having those historical trends, those values, that narrative allows you to either pivot the next year because the project, the initiative, the goal did not have the impact that you were hoping it would, or maybe it had a great impact. So let's just repeat last year's strategic plan success.
Right. So the plan doesn't change. It just continues down for the next 5 years, not knowing the performance of the previous, you know, plan to say. Have you ever had to kind of reverse engineer in this case? Like they had a plan, for example, your example was they had record setting, you know, revenues, but they did not map that to the plan. Now you want to kind of reverse engineer to see what happened over the course of 5 years by just going into their financial systems and just pulling the data out and then employing it into a plan. Yeah, have you ever had to do that with Achievit?
You know, that's tough to say because a lot of examples are different. Mm-hmm. I would say going back in the past, of course, we can look at old data. We can load old plans and archive those. So you can always go back and look. So really it's a cloud repository. So you're always able to go back and look.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the best way to avoid that is, let's say you have a standalone project, right?
Right.
This project is tracking infrastructure or it's DEI initiatives or something that's very important to the organization. When you just have a standalone project, there's not going to be an impact. It's going to be very difficult to see impact. So find a way that you can connect that standalone initiative, that standalone project to your plan in some form or fashion. That way, if you do have to come back and reverse engineer to get an understanding of what the impact was, mm-hmm. those two are already aligned to one another and you can find that impact and go back and see what was successful and what was not.
Yeah. So the reason I ask is because strategic planning's been around for a while, right? But it just has not had a kind of management capability through a platform such as Achievit. And so we've been working together on bringing this into, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and really building out DE&I plans, work plans. And what we've seen is there's like two, in our opinion, there's two types of data, right? There's outcome data, which is the number of women in management or the compensation comparisons between men and women. Those are outcome-based or output-based data. So that tells you, okay, there's something wrong here. There's a huge disparity between women and men in terms of their pay. But what we found is process-oriented data really helps you focus on fixing the problem. So when we work together and all of our clients, we look at processes like how do you get minority representation into the staff. Well, how are you recruiting? What's your recruitment process? What's your hiring process? We work together on a lot of DE&I initiatives, right? Building out DE&I strategic plans. And there's two forms of data that we look at, right? There's output data, which is the number of women in management or the compensation differences between men and women. Those are output. And that kind of tells you, you know, what's wrong, you know, that there's something wrong. The other data segment that we look at is process oriented, right? Like if you're lacking in minority representation on your staff, we look at your process around your recruitment. So do you go to places where minority talent exists, like HBCUs? So if you do recruit from HBCUs, how many do you convert to employees and what's your conversion rate? And then how many of those are promoted over time? So we look at all the processes that lead up to that, and then we capture them and then put that in a plan. So the work that we've been doing using Achievit has really been around how to manage KPIs, how to drive these initiatives. And what we found with state and local government, that they have no process in doing so, right? So what is your take on kind of best practices for, you know, anyone trying to drive an initiative such as this moving forward?
Yeah, great question. I think you hit the nail on the head on driving an outcome, but maybe not having activities that are going to drive that outcome. So we work with organizations all the time that say, you know, I would like to increase diversity by 10%.
Right.
That's fantastic. How are you going to get there? Exactly. Let's put in some activities and tasks that are measurable over time to help you reach that goal. So some examples could be, let's go to hiring fairs at HBCUs, which mm-hmm. you hit on. Let's go to other career fairs elsewhere in areas that we know are diverse. Let's start recruiting women in certain areas like IT or finance mm-hmm. and see what we can have, who we can have come on board. So I think that it's great to have a big picture idea, right? We have a lot of goals and dreams. If I were going to achieve all of my goals and dreams, I would not have any time because you need to pick actionable tasks, right. Actions, assignments that are going to get you to your goal.
Right. Right. And prioritize, right? Because mm-hmm. you can't boil the ocean. It's just too big. It's a mammoth effort, right? So yeah, that is the other part of the work that we do is the solutioning where we're really just picking, you know, five initiatives per goal and kind of condensing the plan so that it is something that can be managed even in the Achievit platform. So I want to definitely tell you that I appreciate your time and I love the discussion. Has there been anything that I should have asked you that I have not that you want to share with our listeners?
So there's just two topics that I would love to talk about not only how Achieve It can help you, but just topics to be aware of as a municipality and what I'm seeing be very popular. Mm-hmm. The first is publicly displayed dashboards on your website. Right. A lot of times you could ask yourself, you know, what's important to the community? Where could I start? Mm-hmm. I always like to say, what are the top 2 to 3 things that you get the most calls on? So sometimes with my Midwestern customers, it's, you know, how many roads are you plowing in a day? In Atlanta, I would love to know how they're going to be covering my potholes that I drive over every single day. That's what I would call about.
Yeah.
So just start with 2 to 3 performance measures that you know the public cares the most about. It could be if you're raising sales taxes, where that money is going, if it's to schools, if it's mm-hmm. to nonprofits. Start there. And you will be surprised when you become a more transparent government, not only how much more your constituents trust you, but how the calls and emails and whatnot will be lowered. And that's also going to help you with your day.
It is about the citizen experience. That is true.
It is. Yeah. Yes. And it will come back. You talked about Power BI, right? Mm-hmm. When you're just seeing data points on a government website, how is that helpful to you if you don't know the narrative and what's going on and what the updates are? So another reason that it's important to have the narrative paired with the data.
Yeah.
The other topic to bring up as well is GFOA. So I know that GFOA is having a lot of best practices about tying KPIs and performance measures to the budget. That's something that we can also help with, and ARPA funding post-COVID, other grants and funds that you may get, you may need to track those KPIs and performance measures. So don't leave those out just because you want to track the strategic plan as well as DEI initiatives. Also know that you can track key KPIs and performance indicators with the budget as well and fiscal measures.
Yeah, Achieve It is an expansive tool, and we definitely appreciate and enjoy our partnership. We've worked with a few federal agencies as well, not just state and local. So we'll continue this, great relationship. You're a lot of Achieve is a huge value add to our services that we provide our customers. So Amanda, how can people get in contact with you, learn more about Achieve It, and really kind of get the ball going with their strategic planning process?
Yeah, great question. So I do have an email. So it is ACYR, so Amanda Sear, but just my initials, @achieveit.com. But the other easiest way is to simply go to our website and request a demo. So all you will need to do is fill out your name, your email, maybe why you want to meet. And what will happen is if you're in state and local government, that will get routed to myself and my team, and someone will reach out to you to schedule time. But I think that's the best way to get started.
Awesome. We're going to have that in our show notes. And to our listeners, thank you for your support. The citizen experience is really about the citizen. So, you know, serving the taxpayers that the government provides support for, that's what we're all about. So thank you again. And thank you, Amanda. And we'll be seeing you on the next episode. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Citizen Experience Podcast with your host, Keith Scott. If you're interested in creating a strategic plan that builds a diverse, equitable, and inclusive workforce, please contact us at DEI@klscottassociates.com, or you can call at 404-692-5552. Thank you for joining the conversation.